the town of Gainesville, Florida, in 1875, where the gun and the frontier spirit were very much alive. A small saloon put up for sale is where this tale begins, but a Texas penitentiary is where the story ends. A family rode into town one sultry summer day. A man, his wife, and daughter soon found a place to stay. And so it was at Gainesville had one more bar again. My name, he said, is John H. Swain. It's good to know you, friend. Bartender Swain was well received by those in Gainesville town. Ere the autumn months were gone, his fortunes turned around. A lawman and a local drunk were the cause of his downfall. An early weekend incident long talked about by all. The lawman said to the drunk, "You've raised enough ruckus for one spree, old friend, and a place in my jailhouse is where your day will end." Drunk said back to the lawman, "Not so, old dear, for I have just begun to drink, and I've got more friends close by than you would like to think." As his friends closed in on the two of them, he said, "Now set me free. Things will be the worse for you, as you can plainly see. There are more of us than there are of you, and we can tree this town. So turn me loose and go your way, or we're gonna put you down." "I don't think so," said Mr. Swain. No one had seen him come out of his bar, but now he stood beside the lawman, and a six-gun flashed into his hand with a swiftness that none who saw would ever forget. The men looked into that black gun muzzle and into the deadly eyes of its owner and dispersed, leaving the lawman alone with his prisoner. The tale of Swain and his six-gun was told both far and near. The speed of his draw and the death in his eyes for everyone to hear. So it wasn't very long before the bar was closed up tight again. No one ever after saw the man called John H. Swain. In the town of Gainesville, Florida, chilly winter day, a Texas ranger came to town and found a place to stay. A picture of a fugitive was nailed to the sheriff's wall. The wanted man's identity was clear to one and all. The ranger said, "Oh, thank you all, now I'll be on my way. But ere I go, I have one thing that I would like to say. You're lucky, gents, that you didn't cross the man you know as Swain. For his smoking guns have killed 40 men. Wes Harden is his name." After word of the Gainesville episode had leaked back to Texas, an agent sent east confirmed that Swain was indeed John Wesley Harden. He was shadowed from place to place through Alabama and North Florida, till in July of 1877, on a train at Pensacola, he was jumped before disguised Texas Rangers. As they bore him to the floor, his six-gun flashed out once more, but in the struggle it tangled in his suspenders. He was pinned and disarmed. He was taken back to Texas, put on trial for murder, since 25 years in Huntsville Penitentiary. He was 24 years old. In a Texas penitentiary in 1878, in his cell, John Wesley Harden pondered on his fate. As he thought of his days in the frontier west as a gunman of renown, did he ever curse the day he bought a bar in Gainesville town? Did he ever curse the day he bought a bar in Gainesville town?